joining the studio right now, Jack Miller, Miriam Cerkel, and of course, special guest, acting deputy chief. It's deputy,
deputy chief.
We've got Chris Berry.
He is the acting chief.
Acting chief.
Well, I was until today.
Today we have the swearing in, so later this afternoon.
You are still the acting chief of police until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So acting, that's what we'll stick with, right?
And Chris was saying, Chris Berry from Belleville Police Service, welcome, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you were saying you're kind of on the back nine right now, maybe on the 18th hole.
Yeah, you could say that. I think I have 7 days after today, so...
Well, yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for your service. But going back with the reason you're in for Jack Miller today, it's Jack's 50th anniversary at Quinney Broadcasting. A big monumental moment for us here at Quinney Broadcasting, honoring the legendary Jack Miller. But you were saying one of the stories Jack may have covered back in the early days of your career was a big scoop up at the Corby Rose Garden picking worms.
That sounds so random. Come on, Dick. I had no idea. Jack has no idea what we're talking about right now. What is the situation?
So, yeah, I was just remarking that one of my first call alone as when I got back from a police college.
Which was early 90s, yeah, right? Yeah. 92, 93?
92 I started. Yeah. So this was 93. And my very first call in the night shift was to the Corby Rose Garden to somebody picking worms. And I thought I was being punked. But it is, and it still is. If you look, there's a sign. There's a on the wrought iron fence that you're not allowed to do that. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was my first call.
I wonder, did that come in on the news beats that morning or no?
You know what? It probably would have been the lead story.
So, Chris Berry, yeah. you say you go way back with Jack here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, 50 years, first of all, congratulations, Jack. I mean, that's,
thank you.
That's an incredible accomplishment. And as we joked around, you must have been about six when you started.
Three.
Three, okay, even better. So you're a quick learner, a quick study. But your contributions, you know, to local media, but you've always been supportive of the men and women of the Belleville Police Service, and we thank you for that, too. We've always had a great relationship with our media, which is unique, I think, across the province, and it's built on mutual respect. You also obviously had tremendous commitments and contributions to our community through your involvement with the Bulls for decades through city council. And Jack was essentially he was the head of the police services board, the chair, when I got my appointment to deputy chief. So he was my boss in that regard.
What's right the dirt? The What's it like to be, you know, him having being the boss? What's that like?
He was superbly. This is a superb. Superb boss. We had a great relationship with our board. Seriously. And, I knew when to go.
I knew when to just keep my mouth shut and hands off.
So, oh, that's fantastic. What a story. And you were also saying when you first came 32 years ago,
yep.
That the cruisers were white and they were propane.
They were propane. Yeah. I don't know if people remember that. You could hear them coming from about six blocks away. But
must have been hard to get those things filled up here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. We had our own refill station, but it did pose challenges when you had to travel out of town. Things like pick people up and bring them back to Belleville. And yeah, it was... different time, let's put it that way.
So you've seen a heck of a lot in the 32 years here at Belleville Police Service.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's been a fun time. And, I've had, again, thanks to the board and to Jack for the opportunity to do this job. I really enjoyed it. And it's time to turn the baton over to somebody else. But, it's been a great go.
And Jack Miller's been there every step of the way in 32 years.
100%.
In one way or another, either they're looking for me or
still looking great in the leisure suit. So that's fantastic.
There you go. I know you love those pastels.
You're a big fan of WKRP, so he had to wear that for you. Yeah, absolutely. 7:51. We're 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Of course, Deputy Chief, and thank you for your service here with Belleville Police Service.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.